James chapter 1, verse 5. We'll just look at one verse. James chapter 1, verse 5. James 1, verse 5. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this morning. We come before you, just like this verse says, and we ask for your wisdom in all that we have to do. And this morning, as we come into your presence, to hear from you and to pray for our church, pray that you would release your presence and release your voice to us, God, so that we may hear from you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Help us to pray today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So lately, this verse, just this whole idea of asking God for wisdom has been very relevant for me. With all that I have to do at church, I have been feeling this way a lot, that I lack wisdom and that I need His guidance and that I need His help. And so I just wanted to share this with you. And also, I have seen how effective this is to pray for wisdom. I'll just give you two very quick examples, both related to my wife, because I consider my marriage to be something that God has brought about, right? I didn't just get lucky, you know. It wasn't because I was such a good person, you know, that I got to meet her and marry her. I really believe God brought us together. So in my prayers, I always pray for our marriage. And I say, Lord, help me to pursue her well. Help me to love her well. And if you guys don't know, 2 weeks ago, it was Mon's birthday, November 24th. And as her birthday was coming up, I just prayed very simply. I said, Lord, what should I do? Because I don't always know what to do. I don't know what would bless her, what would be good. All that was in the plans until, I think it was Thursday. Her birthday was Friday. And all the plans were just to, we're going to stay home and we're going to take Joel out for a nice dinner. And that was it. But didn't seem very special, you know what I mean? So I was like, oh God, what should I do? And then Thursday, I think I was like on my way home, or I was praying or something on my way home, and the Lord just kind of dropped this idea on me and said, make her breakfast. Because that week, this is very silly, it's kind of embarrassing for us to tell you, but as staff, we have what's known as the golden week. And for what that means for us is, for that 1 week out of the year, we get to not come to EMP. Right, so we get to sleep in a little bit, and we call it the Golden Week. And we happened to be taking that week off as Golden Week, and so it was the perfect plan. I could wake up a little early, get all the ingredients, and that would be just what was needed to make it a little extra special for her. Same thing, last week was our anniversary. It's very close to each other, birthday and anniversary. So I have to do two things. I have to come up with two special events. But this time, again, all that was in the plans was we're just going to finish work on Friday and go out for a dinner in Wan Chai. And again, I felt like, oh, maybe I should do something a little more special, you know, because we get a rare night out, our helpers watching our kid. And I just prayed. I said, Lord, anything I should do, you know. And again, the Lord kind of reminded me that the past few like a week or two before last Friday, Mon had mentioned wanting to go to this comedy club, Takeout Comedy, which is in Central here. It's like a stand-up comedy thing. And so, I was just reminded of it, and I checked into it, and it was very easy to reserve tickets, and we went, and we had a fantastic time. We were a little apprehensive. We weren't sure if it was going to be funny. You know, it wasn't like there was anyone famous in the club, but you know, it all worked out, and all because I just stopped and I asked the Lord. I said, God, give me wisdom, you know? I need your guidance. Is there something that I can do? And so I really want to encourage you with this passage. And God will answer your prayers. First of all, the verse starts off, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom. First, we need to recognize our need for God's wisdom, right? Because that's not always easy. I think as we get more and more experience, as we get more and more just experience and we know how to do certain things, it's easy to trust our own understanding. It's easy to trust our own experiences or simply our gut feeling, right? How many of us do stuff based on just our gut feeling, right? Because we feel like this is going to be the right thing. And in a way, it's a good thing to learn and to grow and to become independent, right? I mean, we look at our son Joel. If he, you know, later down the road, if he's still asking us to pick him up or, I don't know, do something for him, hold his juice bottle for him so he doesn't spill, that's not going to be good, right? We want our child to become independent and to grow. So I think that is a good thing. Even in our workplaces, we learn and we grow and we figure out how to do things. But what I realized is that's a stage that we go through. But the more mature we come back to a dependence on God. You know, so maybe we start off completely dependent just because we don't know what we're doing. And then as we grow, as we gain understanding, we become independent. Just like a teenager, right? A teenager will become independent. And they'll start pushing away from the parents and say, I don't need you. I don't need you to tell me what to do. I know what I'm doing. You know, I can figure this thing out on my own. But as they get more mature, they realize, oh man, I need my parents' wisdom and guidance and direction. And I need to turn to them for mentorship and whatnot. And I think it's similar with God. We might get to that place where we feel like, oh yeah, I got this, God. But the sign of true maturity is you come back to a dependence on him and say, Lord, actually, I know I have some experiences, but I really need your help. I really need you to do this for me or do this with me. There's a verse in Proverbs 26, verse 12. It says, do you see a man wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. Right? Do you see a man who is wise in his own eyes? There's more hope for a fool than for him. It's easy for our own experience and for our own understanding to become, basically, to become pride. You know, so it's this fine line. We want to grow and we need to grow and we need to learn how to do things. But at the same time, with all our knowledge and experience and understanding, we need to submit that to God. Because it's easy, if we don't, for these things just to become pride and to lead us to do things on our own. Our beloved Growing in Christ verse, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. I saw you mouthing the verses. I know you all know them. Lean not on your own understanding, right? Lean not on your own understanding. I think that's the first step. That's the first step to getting God's wisdom is we lean not on our own understanding and we recognize, we humble ourselves and say, God, I lack wisdom. I can't just depend on my understanding, and so I turn to you. And that's when you're going to experience his guidance and his wisdom coming through and speaking to you. If all that we're trying to do is a secular, earthly good, if all that we're trying to do is just a worldly thing and a secular thing, maybe our own experience is good enough, right? Because you're just trying to be successful, to get promoted, to close the right deal, and it's simply just a secular thing. Maybe your own wisdom and experience is enough. If what we're trying to achieve is devoid of God's heart and God's purpose and God's will, maybe we can just base everything that we do on our own understanding, you know, on our own experience, because it's not related to God in any way. But as I was meditating on this, I think I see it. It's by seeking God's wisdom and guidance that we ensure that what we do is not just secular, but that it is sacred. Right? It's by seeking Him. It's by turning to Him and saying, God, would you give me wisdom? I want your guidance and I need your guidance. And as He speaks to you, it ensures that even when you go to your secular job and you do your work well, you ensure that that work is sacred, because now you have asked God for His anointing and His help and His guidance. And it's not just going to be for your selfish ambition or for your own pride and success, but He's going to lead you in such a way that it's for His kingdom and His purpose and His will. It also is true for church worker, you know, people that work in the church. If our work is typically sacred, well, we better make sure that we turn to God for His wisdom, because if we don't, even our sacred work at church could become just a secular thing, right? My preaching could just become a motivational speech, right? Our worship could just be a concert, a sing-along time, because it loses God's presence and God's anointing because we're not seeking for it. So let's not do that, you know? Let's turn to God and say, let's just recognize, God, I lack wisdom. Like, if it wasn't for your guidance and if it wasn't for your help, if it wasn't for your wisdom, I wouldn't be able to do the thing that is going to build your kingdom, that is going to be filled with your anointing and according to your will and purpose. Secondly, the verse says, let him ask of God. Very simple. It just says ask, right? And to do that, we have to stop what we're doing and ask, right? Sometimes, I mean, I do this. I don't know if you do. Probably you do too. Sometimes I just think about asking God. You know what I mean? I just think, oh yeah, yeah. The verse says I should ask God. So I think like, oh yeah, I should ask God. But then I don't stop what I'm doing. Maybe because I'm so caught up with the work, or I feel the pressure like, oh, I need to prepare this or prepare that or make this decision. And even though I know that asking God, I could get His wisdom and get heaven's, you know, perspective and help, instead of stopping what I'm doing and asking, I just kind of do what I need to do because I feel like that's going to get the work done. And I just think about asking the Lord. So I just want to encourage you. It says, let him ask of God. So stop what you're doing and take a moment just to come to God instead of thinking about what you're doing. I think that's when you stop what you're doing, it shows, you know, that you're not trusting in your own understanding and that you're turning to God and you're depending on Him. And so you just come and you pray, take a moment with God and see if He speaks to you in any way. There was I listened to a message, I think it was from IHOP, International House of Prayer, and there was apparently this one preacher, every Sunday, every service, every time they get together, he will pray for healing. He will decree healing. You know, he will declare, everybody stand up and need healing, and then he'll speak healing over them. And I think somebody asked him once, like, why do you do it every single week? You know, every time we get together. And he said something like, if we don't take the time to pray for healing and to declare healing, nothing will happen. But if we take the time every single Sunday to declare healing and to pray for healing, then somebody will receive healing. Not everybody, you know, I don't know, it's a mystery. We don't understand why it's not everybody. But if we don't take the time to pray and ask, then it won't happen. Well, I mean, it's not always true. I mean, sometimes God can do whatever He wants to do, right? He can release healing anytime He wants to. But for whatever reason, it seems to be the case, and God has designed it this way, that when we ask and pray, that's when His answer comes, right? So we got to stop and ask instead of just thinking about asking. And the last point is, let him ask of God who gives to all generously and without reproach. And the last line, and it will be given to him. It will be given to you. It will be given to you when you ask and when you come before the Lord. Sometimes he will guide you specifically, right? Like my instance with Mon for her birthday and anniversary, it was kind of a specific thing. The Lord kind of just gave me this idea in my mind and said, do this thing. You know, in Ezekiel or something, it says, you'll hear a whisper behind you saying, go this way. You know, that was what it was for me. Sometimes it's got to be specific, but other times it's just you, because you prayed and you depended on him and you submitted this thing to him, you trust that he will lead you, and then you just go forward, right? And then he guides you in his right path, right? And he guides you, even though you might not have a specific strategy that has been downloaded, because you spent time and asked the Lord for his wisdom, you trust that as you make your decisions, he's going to be guiding you, and he's going to be releasing his wisdom upon you. As a worship leader, one of the most difficult it's not that stressful, but if I can say it's like a stressful moment, is the end of service. Because I don't always know how Pastor Sam or whoever is the preacher, I don't know how they're going to wrap up their message, right? Their message could be about a certain topic, you know? I don't know, let thy kingdom come. But you don't know how a preacher is going to wrap up the message, right? And I'm always very conscious. I always sit here. That's why I point here. But I'm always sitting there, and I'm always very conscious of, okay, I need to go up there soon and lead a response song. And I'm always trying to think, you know, I want the song to match what the preacher is trying to do. Sometimes you're way off, you know. You're like, it doesn't make any sense. But you have to do it, so you just push through. And the pastor is experienced enough to somehow relate, you know, what you're doing with the message. But it's always good if you're in sync, right? So I'm always praying. And there are days when God really just kind of puts a song in your heart, and it becomes a perfect song. One time I remember Pastor Sam was preaching about the presence of God, I think, and he shared a story back in his youth group days where after a retreat, they came back to the youth group room, and they just kind of started worshiping. And this guy was leading worship, and he shared about how the presence of God so filled the room that even though it was time for everybody to go, nobody thought about going, because they were just enjoying and soaking in the presence of God, and they could really sense it. And after that, I had to come up and lead a song, and God had dropped a song in my heart, you know. Somebody even suggested a different song, but I was like, no, I think it's this other song. And then when we went up and did it, it turned out that the song that we led was the song that this youth group worship leader had led all those years ago. And so P. Sam was like, "That this is a God thing, you know?" So it happens like that, specific. Sometimes you don't know what you're doing, and God will just lead you to the right song. Like this past Sunday, not this one, the one last week before this one, the message was on, you know, give us this day our daily bread. And I had no idea. And I had actually picked a song. I picked a song that I thought was related to God being our provider. And then I shared it with our worship team. We have a WhatsApp group. So I said, okay, I think I'm thinking of this song. And one by one, our team members said, I don't know this song. 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 I was like, oh, okay, shoot. We can't do the song that I thought was going to be the right song. So I had to come up with a song fairly quickly. So I just kind of picked a song. You know, I mean, you're always praying, but it's not like I specifically prayed and waited for God to speak to me. You know, I have been praying for wisdom, but I didn't hear anything specific. But I just picked a song that I knew was old enough that everybody would know, right? And it was good to me. For you are good, for you are good. And two times, I mean, the first service, P. Sam came up to us after and said that was the perfect song or the response time. Praise God, right? But it's not like I chose the right song. It just kind of, God guided us in his mercy. And in the second service, there was a brother at church that really needed to hear that song. It was the specific thing that the Lord was speaking to him came through that song about God's goodness, how in his years of rebellion, God hadn't left him, and he has been good to him. And if I had chosen the other song, and if everybody had known that song, it would not have been that kind of a message from the Lord. You know, so it's just his mercy. And so sometimes you pray, you don't hear anything specifically, but he will lead you to the right song or to the right choice and in the right way. But it's because you asked, right? Because you depended and because you turned to the Lord. So I'm going to ask Mon to lead us in a song. And if we could just close our eyes, let's just turn to God. And is there a situation at work or in your house church or in your ministry and your family where you need the wisdom of God? You know, you want to involve God into this situation somehow. I'm not talking about just going to God for success or favor so that your work goes well. That's almost like fortune telling. You know, that's what people do when they go to a fortune teller. All they care about is success, and they're going to some place to get what they want. That's not what I'm saying. We're not going to God because all we want is success. But what I mean is, if you want God to be involved in this thing because you truly seek for his kingdom and you seek for his will and you want to surrender and submit and you recognize that that it is for his purpose that you are where you're at in your company or in your ministry setting or whatever, and you really want to involve God and you want to invite God into that situation, let's just take this time to ask for his wisdom and to ask for his guidance. And some of you might know, but if you read on in James, James will go on to say, and when you pray, pray without doubting, right? Pray trusting that he will come and answer you. So let's go before God without doubting, trusting that he will come and give us his wisdom and his guidance as we seek him.
Forever, all my days, I will love.
Let's just sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that you reign, that you are sovereign, God. Because you reign, and because you're sovereign, because you are the Almighty, all-powerful, God, Lord, we can trust you. We can turn to you for wisdom, God. We can turn to you for guidance. God, we don't reign. We're not in control, God. There's so many things, God, that are outside of our control. But, Lord, you are in control. And you reign, God. You are sovereign of all creation. You're sovereign over every situation in our lives, God. Every situation where we need your wisdom. And so, Lord, we depend on you and we come to you, God, to guide us, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray together. Let's pray for our church members going through cancer, going through chemo and radiotherapy. Let's just pray that God reigns. So let's declare that God reigns in these situations. And let's pray for his healing power to come. Let's rebuke the cancer and the sickness in the name of Jesus. So let's pray together for our friends. Let's go to the second slide. Let's pray for those that are ill but also in need of salvation. Let's pray for mercy and let's pray that God will reveal himself to our friends on this list. Thank you. Let's go to our third slide. Let's pray for various infirmities that our church members and family members are going through. Let's pray for healing for our friends. Let's go to the next slide. Let's pray for our friends who are looking for a job, Leanne and Tammy. Let's pray for favor. Let's pray for guidance. And let's pray that they won't be discouraged in this waiting, but that they would have the just hope, you know. They would always have hope in the Lord. So let's pray for our friends. Let's go to our Tuesday prayer focus and let's pray for Hong Kong. Let's pray for our government. Let's pray for our wealth gap. We had our Poverty Sunday this past week. And yeah, the message to go, you know. So part of this prayer would be for you to ask God, you know, how can I go? Where can I go? You know, but let's pray for Hong Kong, you know, that the wealth gap would be reduced, that there will be concern for the poor, concern for the rights of the poor in our government. And let's pray for the churches and all the different ministries listed there, that there will be revival and provision from God for all the work that God has called them to do. And let's pray for the young people, Hong Kong students. Let's pray that they will be able to turn to God. And let's also pray for our domestic helpers in Hong Kong as it's difficult life for them. Let's pray for God's help and strength and joy for them as well. So let's pray together. Let's pray for the staff. If you could pray for Pastor Sam, please. He's at our lead pastor's retreat. So he's basically taking Pastor Sam Kim and Pastor Hyunsoo and spending some time with them, mentoring them, but also hearing from God for next year and what God wants to do in our church. So let's pray for Pastor Sam. He's there with Lisa and Andrew, their youngest. And so let's just pray for a really fruitful time this week. And for the rest of the staff, you can just cover us, that we would all be healthy and we would be faithful, and that God will give us His wisdom. You know, so many things we need the wisdom of God to do the right thing. So if you can just please pray for us, let's pray together. That was my bad. Sorry. We don't need music. Amen? To pray. Let's pray for our hospitality ministry. Let's pray for welcoming team and barista, that they will have a real heart of love and just a real welcoming spirit, you know, as they say hello to people, and that people will feel so loved because of this ministry. People will feel a sense of belonging because of this ministry. So let's pray for our hospitality team. Let's pray for our worship team and sound team and AV team. Let's pray for a heart of worship and also a heart of excellence, that we will do our very best for God and for the church, and that we would always have a genuine heart of worship. As the worship team, that our job will be to worship God first and foremost. So if you could pray for our ministries, please, let's pray together. Lastly, let's pray for our house churches meeting today. There's many house churches on Tuesdays. Let's pray for each one. Pray for the leaders and pray for the members. Let's pray for a really fruitful time of discussion, and pray for a real presence of God in every house church gathering. So let's pray together. Father, thank you so much for your love. Thank you for your love and faithfulness, God, and kindness in our lives. I thank you for this word. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives generously. Lord, I thank you that you're so generous with us, God, and that we can trust you and turn to you for wisdom. I pray today in everything that we have to do in our workplaces, in our families, in our ministries, God, I pray that you would release to us your wisdom, God, so that we may just be led and guided by you, and that we can tap into your wisdom, God, which is way better than what we can do in our own strength, in our own understanding. So, Lord, we just turn to you this morning for your wisdom, God. We thank you. We love you, Lord. And we bless you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a great day today. God bless you.